There is no doubt that the left has veered further left, become naturally more closer to the middle. But it's also true that I have veered slightly towards the right. And don't mistake that with the position of the right as an idea defined within the American political spectrum. No. Strictly spiritual. The veering to the right is a veering to a right defined by righteous and abiding by our blueprint, Dharma, how we have evolved to live, how we were designed to live. The veering of the left to the left, though, is interesting. It is arguable where you think or how much you think they veered. But this is inherently a sore spot for the progressive mindset. By definition, by default, the progressive mindset has to progress. It is always in a progressive mindset. And progress, unfortunately, is defined as a bad product of good intentions. We freed all our demons. We had to just keep freeing. We had to keep going and going, and that's the problem. You don't know where to stop, because by definition, you cannot stop. You have to keep progressing. Who else can you free? You have to feed yourself these signals of virtue. Acceptance is another terribly understood concept. Acceptance is understood as allowance of a seeking of pleasures that are of no means to an end. And there's no doubt that these temptations exist. And temptations come in completely different flavors. The way Satan, as lead demon, huddles up the other angels and demons to persuade you and convince you is subtle, it's nuanced, it's art. It's a beautiful thing to observe, to be aware of, to be awakened out of in his cocktail, in his hand-selected combination of angels and demons, angels equal demon. Going back to Rumi, temptation is real, it's there. And acceptance is about accepting, understanding which angels, which demons are used to tempt you, which cocktail of hormones. What is your balance of cocktail of hormones that is translating into an emotion that lights up a limbic system in such a way that really, truly gets to the bottom of you, your deepest insecurity, and just takes hold, and it controls, and it gets you to do whatever it is you want it to do, and it gets you to do whatever it is it wants you to do. Chase of dopamine through your guiltiest of pleasures. And unfortunately, you take acceptance as not fighting that temptation, but allowing it in all its forms, whatever they may be. Whatever combination of lust or gluttony or wrath, even, and envy. Loth is not only accepted, it's almost encouraged these days. Where will you go after all that progress? Where will you end up when you cannot stop? will you take us?